I had a friend many years ago who was perfectly happy being single, but at some point in time he decided that he wanted to have that special person in his life. And so whether it was bravery or foolishness or whatever, he started to pray that somehow God would give him a relationship. And that's actually how we began to refer to it, was a relationship. Okay? Because he was tired of just being everybody's friend. He wanted to be somebody's special friend. Okay? And so he prayed and he prayed, and eventually he found somebody who was willing to maybe explore the possibility of whether or not they were going to be that special friend, whether they were going to be the person that he was in the relationship with. And after doing it for a little while, he discovered that it was way more work than he was willing to do. And so he eventually broke off the relationship, and he's still happily single. Okay? But I'm going to warn you about something. When you get in a relationship, all right, it does change everything. Okay? It changes the way that you look at the world. It changes the way that you interact with the world. And it is a lot of work. And so I want to triply warn you tonight, as we celebrate this feast of the Holy Trinity, that if you're going to be in a relationship with a God who is relationship, it's really going to wear you out. Okay? Because again, it means that that has to affect every part and piece of our lives. And we never really get a break. And so if we're going to pray, marking ourselves out in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, as all of us were baptized into this life in Christ, it's going to take its toll. And if we think it's going to be easy, well, we're not very smart. Okay? Because giving yourself over to a relationship requires some change, and nobody really wants to change. All right? But sometimes we're enticed into the relationship, and that's exactly what happened to us with God. And our readings bear witness to that today. Now, it is interesting, and sometimes I hear people make goofy remarks like, well, you know, the Trinity is not even mentioned in the Gospels. And they're right. The Word is never mentioned. Jesus never claims to be part of a Trinity. All right? And so people say, well, where did we come up with that belief? Why should we be following that? Why should we do that? Well, because it's part of the relationship that God slowly unfolded and revealed with us over the course of time. So we start our readings tonight with that first reading from the Hebrew Scriptures. And there is God saying to the people of Israel, our ancestors in the faith, have you ever had a God who dealt with you like this? Who spoke to you from the fire? Who did all those things? And the answer is, if you're one of our ancestors, no, we never had a God like this. We never had a God who spoke to us and was this close to us. And that's why we're following you. That's what our ancestors in the faith hear when they read from the law. They hear about that relationship that God formed with them when he called Abraham, when he lived with them, now after he's delivered them from slavery. And God is saying to them, have you ever had a God who was this close to you? And the answer is no, we never had a God who was this close to us. That's why we're following you. And so we continue to follow God. This has been the relationship that God revealed to us all along. This has been the relationship that we've been enticed into and we continue to follow in our lives. And then we see in the second reading that God continues to reveal himself to us in different ways. There's always a little bit more to the mystery about the relationship with God. All right? Because in there we're being told to remember that God can call us by all kinds of things that other gods just never seem to bother to say you could do this. So remember, God, in our relationship that we were talking about with our ancestors in the faith, he even gave them his name. And he invited them to use it and to pray to him by that name. Now again, we're supposed to use it sparingly, okay? But I wasn't sure that we were really supposed to take it out of all of our songs, okay? A few years ago, we decided we're going to take those out and not use them anymore. But God gave us his name, and it was okay for us to use it as long as we used it the right way. Okay? God God gives us his name and says, call on me by it. Today we see in the second reading that he also gives it a title. He says, you can even call me by familial names. You can call me Abba. You can call me Daddy. That's what Paul discovered. The early writers of our scriptures saying, that's how close our relationship with God. We can call on God by that familial name. Finally, we look at the person of Jesus, okay? Because the person of Jesus is the one that reveals all the other things about what we understand about the Trinity, all right? So that's why Jesus was always in trouble with the religious authorities of his day, because he was talking about the fact that he and the Father were one, that he and the Father were connected. He and the Father had that union with each other. And according to them, that was making him blasphemous, because he was saying, well, he's making himself an equal with God. But yet that's what our later ancestors in the faith began to believe about Jesus. That Jesus just not only was a good preacher and a teacher, but that he had the union with God, that he was God. We began to believe that about him. It was revealed by him. Not because he said, look at me, I'm God. But because he was in this relationship with us, and we began to understand that he was God. And then the Spirit comes along later, because as Jesus is getting ready to leave, all right, he's saying to his disciples, he said, and I'm going to even send you the Spirit who's going to sustain you when I'm gone. And you're going to do greater things than I did. And we've never believed that as a church, that somehow we're going to do greater things than Jesus did. But that's what he kept saying. I'm going to send you the Spirit, and that's what's going to happen to you. The Spirit's going to take care of you, and you're going to do all these wonderful things in the world. And you know that the disciples were going, great, Spirit, super, great, Jesus. And then they looked at each other and went, what is he talking about, the Spirit? I don't know what? Again, this whole God as relationship is what was revealed to us. We didn't know what we were dealing with. We really still don't. Even the people who write the big, long books on the Trinity, it's still a mystery. The mystics kind of get it. All right? The mystics kind of get it. And they're all a little strange anyway. Okay? But the philosophers don't get it too well, because they're also trying to figure it out. All right? And so they're doing those fun things like 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1. And the rest of us just go, no. That doesn't make any sense. But when we think about the relationship in terms of a relationship, then we start to get little pieces of it here and there. And again, it's got to affect every part of our lives. So it affects every piece of our relationship with God. Now, we get that most of the time. Okay? We understand that we're called to account with our relationship with God. And so that's why it matters, okay, that we give God his due. That's why we're taking part of the Memorial Day weekend to be here and to give God a little bit of our time. That's what we're doing. That's why we try to follow God's precepts, God's laws, God's commands. That's why we try to do that. And that's what we try to do here. And I know that most people understand that part. You know the part that I don't believe that people are convinced of yet? Is that we're all supposed to be encountering God this way. Okay? I know you all know he's in the tabernacle. Don't have a problem with it, despite all everybody else's musings about that. I know you understand that he's there. I know you know he's going to be here on the altar in a few minutes. I know you know that. I'm not worried about that. You're not always convinced he's in the Word, but that's okay. Okay? But I know that you know he's going to be here on the altar in a few minutes. And we're going to notice that. We always do. But the part that I'm not so sure that you and I are always convinced of is that he's right out here too. So that when you look to your left and to your right, and especially when you see that person that you're mad at or whatever, that you recognize that God's present there too. That part makes us really uncomfortable. That part we don't quite yet believe. Because I really believe if we believed it, we'd treat each other a little bit better. And we'd treat each other different. We'd respect life in the womb. We'd respect life in our elderly. We'd respect life in those people that look different than we do and sound different than we do. and the ones that we don't understand at all, the ones that go with some of those letters, and the ones that are a different cultural background, and the ones that didn't happen to get lucky enough to have our wealth and our place right here in the U.S. of A. Whoa. I mean, all those people are part of this mystery of God, who is relationship? Yes. It gets even harder because if we're going to gather at this table, it means that we don't even have the right to call anybody our enemy. Even when they're coming after us. Even when they're coming after us. We're not supposed to be calling anybody our enemy. Remember that part where Jesus says, love your enemies and pray for your persecutors? Yeah. And until this continues to challenge us beyond our wildest imaginations, then we don't understand God here. I think we got an inkling of God this way, but not this way. And if you really want to get uncomfortable, start thinking about how God is in here, inside of us. I can't even get that relationship right most days. You know? I'm forever fighting with myself and trying to figure it all out. And sometimes I really doubt that God comes to dwell in me. But he's part of that mystery too. You see, when you have a relationship with a relationship, it's hard. It's difficult. How do we make sense of it all? And the answer is we really don't completely. But if anybody ever told you that this relationship with a God was going to be easy, well, they were lying to you. And I know it wasn't me preaching to you in that minute. Okay? Because relationship with a relationship requires everything from us. And nothing less than all of us is what God's willing to settle for. So on this feast of the Holy Trinity, as we mark ourselves out and bring ourselves in and try to connect with our God in these places and in these spaces, we're going to need all the help we can get with this relationship with a God who is relationship. But I've come to stake my life on the fact that all of it does matter.